Dr. Levine, the next question is for you, and it's from Marjorie in Ontario, Canada, and she wants to know if all gray horses will end up developing melanomas, and is there a way to predict how aggressive or numerous the tumors will be?
I wish there was a way to predict how aggressive and numerous they will be, but there is not currently a way to predict that. And just like sarcoids, as Dr. White stated before, some horses will have small melanomas their entire life and never have an issue, and others will be small for a long period of time and then grow rapidly, and it's hard to predict how they're going to react. And all gray horses do not develop melanomas, although the gene that codes for horses to become gray is also involved with coding for melanomas. So melanoma in horses, I get it often where people can be very terrified because melanoma in people can be extraordinarily deadly, as well as melanoma in dog can be very deadly. Many gray horses, and I think the last numbers that have been up there, somewhere between 70 to 80% of gray horses at some point in their life will develop melanomas, even if they're small ones that you don't even notice. It oftentimes is not, it can be, very dangerous to a horse depending where they develop and how they develop, but most of the time they can be more of a nuisance than they are deadly. And depending on where they are, having your veterinarian look at them. And again, as Dr. White said, that photographic, you looking at them every day can be a little deceiving, but if you take pictures either, every couple of months just to see what they look like, it's easier to compare and see, are they growing, are they not growing? And keeping track of them in a photo journal is a really a great way to go when you're dealing with gray horses and melanomas.